from our hearts, we give you thanks. Oh yeah. For your servants whom you sent unto us, servants whom you sent us, and your mighty angels too.
Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning, Father. Receive all the praises and all the honor and all the glory. For your name alone is great and greatly to be praised. We give our hearts to thee this morning. We give you this morning all reverence, respect, adoration, Lord, all the praises and all the glory and all the honor. Let our hands lifted to him. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for calling us out of a world of sin, darkness, from the kingdom of Satan, translating us into the kingdom of your Son. You are worthy of this praise. You are worthy of this honor. You are worthy of this thanksgiving. While we have breath, we will praise you. We will honor you. We will glorify your wonderful name. Thank you very much for your people and the assembling today. Pray that you will bless every individual. Bless them all, Lord. Those that are afflicted, and Lord, even bedridden, pray that they will share in this blessing this morning. Bless your people who was not able to come this morning. Grant them grace. Bless the brethren that are assembled in the different countries. In the Caribbean here, Lord. South America, and even, Lord, those in the States this morning, fasting and praying, and having the same kinds of meetings, we pray that you will bless them abundantly, solve all their problems, meet every need, lift every burden, and likewise this morning, do the same for your people here. Heal their bodies. Lift them up. Lord, let faith arise in such a manner, Lord, knowing that we shall receive this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for the words that will be spoken this morning. The song leaders, the deacons, the musicians, the ministers, standing in the gap. We are thankful for each one. Dear Church Lord from Guaya, Church O Lord from Point 14 Citrus, that faithfully assembled for years upon years, even the baptism today, we are thankful for the souls that you will bring in. Bless your children abundantly, and above all, let them love you with all their heart, and all their soul, and all their mind, and love their neighbor as themselves. Bless your children. Abundantly today, touch the sick and the afflicted in a special way. And we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, for his honor and glory. And the congregation say,
Amen.
Lift your hands to him, give him a praise offering. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the honor, all the thanksgiving that is due to your holy name. Thank you for the lovely atmosphere in the spirit, your presence in our midst. The Lord, the natural atmosphere, the sun shining. My Lord, such a wonderful environment. We give you all the praises. Food to eat, Lord. Shelter. Clothing, protection. Peace in the country. Oh, Lord, avoiding disasters when other places are swept, oh, Lord, with all kinds of disasters. Oh, God, we give you the praise. And we give you the honor. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you for protecting us, Lord. Thank you for protecting our homes, our families, the Lord, our loved ones, the lives of the ministers, the deacons, the song leaders, the Lord, the musicians. God and your people, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory. We say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. May be seated, brethren. Thank the Lord for our assembling today. I'm happy to see a full house. Yes, where most of the people are standing at their post of duty. I hope you are reading the news about all the disasters that are in the world. And I hope that we are really giving thanks to the Lord daily. Yes, it was announced that America had her worst natural disaster. I don't know in how many years. The worst natural disaster. Hurricane at 155 miles an hour. And we ought to give the Lord praise. In just a couple of weeks, we had about four crashes, plane crashes. People lose their lives. Typhoon in China. Yes, earthquakes in diverse places, just like the Lord said. So don't forget, brethren, that the Lord could do the same here. I believe the Lord is holding back such judgment because of his children. He are the salt of the earth, Jesus said. And we want to remember to give him praises and give him honor. Yes, on the papers there, many people in Louisiana, USA, New Orleans. Yes, a woman just screaming at the top of her voice, the Lord's Spirit, when they seen that disaster. People on the rooftops. Crying out for mercy. Yes, and they made a mockery of that woman that was praying that Lord's Prayer. And they said, like, the woman prayed like if God stopped hearing silent prayers. What a blasphemy. What blasphemy. Yes, And that woman was just crying out, the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, deliver us from all evil. Yes, all these things that are happening around the world is the mercy of the Lord trying to woo the people to repentance. These are amateur judgments, and we are not expecting any better. It is going to increase. Above all things, we need that outpouring right now. Yes, we will receive that token or we will perish. Yes, I got to save some time here. But I have a very important message to the church this morning. And it is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 8. You want to stand? Fine. And the name of this message is, Why the Sorcerer Did Not Get the Holy Ghost. Why the Sorcerer Did Not Get the Holy Ghost. And I will just read briefly from the 18th verse of the 8th chapter. Acts chapter 8, on 18 to the 25th verse, and the title of the message, Why the Sorcerer Did Not Get the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw the true laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast taught that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, Pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. We went through many messages beginning recently at GCC, Grace Covenant Church of America. Some of you was privileged to pay for the copies of these tapes through VCDs and through cassettes. I guess that many of the people here did not purchase any and are waiting to hear those tapes, and that is fine. But the Lord supernaturally spoke to us on the subject of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And there are 7 messages total. And then I thought that will close the issue and teachings of the outpouring. And then we came back here, and then it continued. The Lord continued to bless us. And we spoke on the subject of Cornelius receiving the outpouring. Then another little message followed, and that was the keys to the kingdom.
kingdom means outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the apostles said that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but power in the Holy Ghost. And then it all dealt with how to receive the Holy Spirit, how to enter into this outpouring of the Spirit, all those meetings, what kind of preparation that we ought to make, how we must set our hearts. And one subtitle says, Preparation of the Heart, Upper Room Heart's Condition. So we try to prove throughout those messages, 9 messages, what kind of a people that we ought to be, and our heart's condition, how our hearts ought to be set, purified, and above all, the requirements of receiving this most important article that we refer to, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of God, and in a little bright language, the token. And again, I remind the saints here, and wherever the state may go, back to the states and around the world, after these meetings that start today and continue Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I don't know if I will be in this subject here again, but meetings continue. I want to remind all my listeners that we must of necessity receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in order to qualify for the rapture. There are things that can hinder you from receiving this outpouring, and there are things that you can do that will bring you that outpouring in your life when God pour out His Spirit. So the effort of all those messages is to try to convince people that there must of necessity be a return of dynamic power to the Church of God before the rapture. Church Ages, page 376 to 380. And in addition, is not only to know that there is going to be an outpouring, but to understand how to share in that outpouring, for you to be a candidate to receive that outpouring. And we went through all those messages trying to show you how to receive it on the day of Pentecost. We showed you a little bit of how they received it in Samaria. Then we went on to show you how Cornelius received the Holy Ghost, the article of Pentecost. Then there was another scripture in the book of Acts 19 that shows you how they received it by the laying on of hands through Brother Paul. Then we came to the subject that there was a key to all of this. So many people, they realize that there is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to come. But friends, that is not all. No, you have to know how it is coming, about the time that it is coming. You have to know what are the requirements to receive that. Yes. Otherwise, you are not going to get it. That is why we spend all the time on this subject. Then today, you know, I realize that there are many people who are waking up around the world, both friends and enemies, concerning this great promise of God called the token and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And letters that are coming in, all speaking with the same voice. We are looking for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. These tapes are going out to them to help them to understand how to prepare for this great outpouring. It is not just saying outpouring is coming, but it is going out now. I am laboring day and night with joy and gladness and great encouragement from overseas letters. When I hear the people of God with one voice say that there got to be this outpouring, and we are determined to stand. We will not turn back for nothing. Our eyes are now open. We are delivered. We are set free. Yes, I was told by a witness who was present that it was 400 ministers that gathered themselves in Europe. Lo and behold, my brothers and sisters, their subject was the coming outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They cannot do nothing with EODH books. Yes, that have highlighted, yes, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit and a bride's revival. And although they disagree with certain exposition of their heresies, they cannot get away from this outpouring. And the only way to save their congregation is to come together and say, yes, there will be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, don't you forget, in that vision that the prophet of God said, all right, of the wheat and the tares, there come a drought one time. And the tares lift up their head and say, we want a rain. And the wheat lift up his head, their heads, and say, we want a rain. So now, friends, not everybody that call for this rain to save their churches and save their face and save their names is going to get it. So now I turn my attention here this morning in a little negative manner, yet for the edification and encouragement of the church. I am not telling you this morning that you are not going to get this outpouring. I am trying to show you on the other side here and turn your attention to a certain man who did not receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of God, which we call the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, is the same thing. And then, if we can see why this man did not receive the outpouring of the Spirit, then, friends, we can beware. And we can learn from that mistake and avoid such pitfalls that cause this man not to receive the Holy Ghost. I tell you, friends, that when we have come to the end of the road and that Spirit is outpoured, you will be without excuse. For the teachings that you have sat under for the decades of time, yes, better than 3 decades and almost completed to 4 decades for certain people, you will be without excuse. Your blood will be off my hands. Though I have not come to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. Yes, that every person should be able to receive that outpouring when they come. If you don't, it will be your fault and not mine. I am fully satisfied. And I'm satisfied in such a measure that I have to preach to you only by faith. Yes, sir. And sometimes force myself to come up here and give you a message. My heart is set, my brother, to the hungry ones and the hungry hearts overseas who are crying night and day for me to come. Yes, I am his prisoner. So we turn our attention this morning, and we want to find out why. And if we can find out why this man did not get the Holy Ghost, friend, we can save ourselves that pitfall. And if after you hear this, you still want to jump into the pit, who are you going to blame? There is nobody to blame. No, because, friend, the word of the Lord, you know, It's so plain to us. And all the ministers made it so plain over the years.
Yes, that a fool shall not share therein.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to paint the picture. There was a people called the Jews. They was waiting for the promise of the Father. Since the days of Abraham. And they did not even understand what is the promise of the Father. And they waited for 2,000 years for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You think you are waiting a long time? The Lord does things in His own time. And they waited for 2,000 years. But there came a man called John the Baptist. And he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. And then there came another man after him called the Lord Jesus, the anointed Messiah. And then he said, behold, the kingdom of God is come unto thee. And then there came a time that he died, rose again, and then the disciples asked him, would thou restore the kingdom unto us? He said, it's not for you to know the times and the seasons, but he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon him. And in another scripture he said, behold, I send unto you the promise of the Father. That promise of the Father came on the day of Pentecost. After waiting for 2,000 years, it eventually turned out that the promise of the Father and the greatest promise of the Father was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And when they asked Jesus to teach them to pray, he said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy outpouring come. And when the outpouring come, thy will be done. For the perfect will of the Lord to be fulfilled upon the face of the earth and all that he promised, we must have another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Thy token come, thy outpouring come, and thy will be done. You know, as it is in heaven. Yes. Perfect order will be restored by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit likened unto heaven. So friends, people was waiting on an outpouring of the Holy Spirit like we are waiting. This was preached throughout the years in types and shadows. It was preached by John the Baptist. It was preached by Jesus. They went up to the upper room and they waited for this promise. They were common people like you and I. They had faults, they had mistakes. Peter cussed just about 9 days before that and swear. He repented. We have mistakes. They were people like us. When you read the Bible, don't you put them in some sort of a holy category like you learn in the Catholic Church, St. Paul and St. Peter. No, my brothers and sisters, they were common piece of people with mistakes and faults. And yeah, one time Paul and Peter start quarreling. Yes, and Paul put out Mark. Yeah, later on, brothers and sisters, he said, bring Mark with you, for he is profitable for the ministry. They had their human weaknesses and their failures. They were common people like you and I. So don't you think that they were some kind of a superhuman? And then you have to become a superhuman to get this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. All the apostles fled. Yes, and left Jesus alone. Some fled naked. Yes. And brethren, they were looking for this great promise of God. And I want you to understand that it finally came. There will be a final day.
that the outpouring will be here beyond a shadow of a doubt.
There will be a final day. As much as you have heard over and over and over and over, there will be a final day. The longer the Lord keeps this promise away from us, is the more mercy He is showing to the people in the message and the rest of the world. Because after this outpouring takes place, friends, it goes on for 3 to 6 months in a great bride ministry. And at the end of that, the rapture takes place. And the door of the mercy will be shut to all mankind among the Gentiles. Now, don't you see that every day that the Lord keeps this token back is the mercy of God for your child to come to the age of accountability. For that backslidden brother, that backslidden sister, that sleepy-head Christian, it's the mercy of the Lord. One more day, one more week, one more month, one more year. But friends, that is going to run out. Yes. And when that runs out, the Lord will pour the Spirit. And when He pours out His Spirit, there was only 6 months, about 3 to 6 months, the prophet said, you'll find that in book 7, Eodation, that we're going to have upon the earth, and there will be such dynamic power in that ministry that it will evangelize many nations. And as the Lord said, all nations will have the gospel preached unto them as a witness, Matthew 24. So now they were common people. And brethren, I want to call your attention to something. There was a people in Samaria that was expecting a great blessing and a great outpouring of the Spirit. That they don't have to go down to the well of Jacob to fill water anymore. And they say, how you come to that preacher? When the Lord Jesus went down to Samaria, He met a prostitute woman, and He told her that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And the Bible said, this spake He of the Holy Ghost. Now, but hold it, that is not all. Brethren, she went and called the people of the city. And the Bible said they believed. So now that was the same gospel the Lord preached to them about an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And they all believed with one accord. Now, friends, I am sure that they heard what happened on the day of Pentecost. And somebody was praying. The lady, little lady knew that the time had come for she to receive that promise that the Lord made to her. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So now, there was a bunch in Samaria. The Samaritans are people that were hybrid with the Jews. Half Jew, half Gentiles. So they was in a different category. And then the Gentile was the other nations. And these people no doubt heard that the token fell. Let us talk bright language. Beloved, we will hear one day that the outpouring came. They don't come in all the world at the same time. Into all assemblies and into all nations, they don't come that way. It's got to follow the pattern of Pentecost. And we will hear one day that there is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We will muse in our heart. Is it true? Is it false? And there are people at that same time would have never heard that there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, though they belong to the message of John the Baptist. Acts 19. They said, we never even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. But the fact is that the outpouring did come. And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit had come in Jerusalem amongst the people that was looking for it, that was prepared for it. Their hearts were right within them. And there was a great volume of people in Samaria that was waiting for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And friends,
the Lord moved a deacon called Philip. How wonderful. And Philip was one of the seven who was ordained by the apostles to keep tables, to share food, attend to the needs of the Grecian women because they were murmuring. And the Holy Spirit moved Philip. And Philip went down to Samaria by the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And when he went down there, friends, he declared unto them the gospel. And he reminded them of Christ that came to the woman at the well of Samaria. I wonder if he met her. And he refreshed their minds about the promise that was made. And there was a people already believing in Christ in Samaria. Yes. And he refreshed their minds. And although Jesus never performed miracles in Samaria, I don't think. Friends, the Holy Ghost fell upon Philip. And he cast out devils left and right. Mighty signs and wonders was done. And the Bible said there was great joy in Samaria. Yes. Believers of the message. Believers in the Lord Jesus. And the Bible said there was great rejoicing in Samaria. And they believed with one accord. My God, I want my brother to see that. That a whole village come out. And when they hear one preacher, they say, we believe that. I believe it could happen again. The Bible says, when they behold the signs and the wonders and the miracle, they believe with one accord. And there was great rejoicing. Yes. And at that time, when something happened that was a notable miracle, there was a man that who bewitched the whole of Samaria. I'm looking for that same deliverance. And what we have today is a bunch of preachers over the radio and over the television and on the field today, an organization that have bewitched the people. Bewitched the people by false doctrines. Yes. Bewitched the people by money schemes. Bewitched the people, brothers and sisters, through organizations and through formalities, and turned the gospel into a matter of society instead of a presentation that the people could be saved, the people could receive eternal life by obedience to the word of God. They bewitched them with false water baptism in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They bewitched the people by women preachers. They bewitched the people by Bible schools. They bewitched them by preacher's license. You're talking about these people today that are bewitching the world is worse than Simon the Sorcerer. Oral Roberts is worse than Simon the Sorcerer. Billy Graham is worse than the Simon the Sorcerer. The Pope and the Catholic Church is worse than Simon the Sorcerer. And they have bewitched the people to help them to trust in their organization instead of the Word. They have bewitched the women today to wear shorts, telling them it's all right for a pants and mini skirts, and hug men right in the church and kiss them who are not their husbands. Yes, breast to breast. Adultery, fornication, deeping going on, and preachers that have become millionaires and even billionaires from the people's money. And an example of that is right down here on McBean Road and in Chase Village with a man called Coffee.
That man took $10 million to build a church, and if you see the thing, like a warehouse. And brother, right down about 2 or 3 miles from there, the man built a palace like Nebuchadnezzar's. That is where the people's money went. You talking about something building there for 2 or 3 years. I'm not sure that he's finished. Now that's a disgrace to Christianity. It put every preacher in a category like they are money swindlers and money beggars, and they are becoming millionaires of the gospel. Friends, our Lord was a poor man. And he said, the foxes have their holes and the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. Yes, he was buried in a borrowed tomb, and he borrowed a donkey to ride. And he was crucified naked. My God, but up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foe. He arose a victor from the dark domain, forever with the saints to reign. Our hope is not here, my brothers and sisters. Our wealth is not here. Yes, friends, our wealth is beyond. Lay up treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt, and where, brother, thieves do not break through and steal. Our Lord taught us that way. They could not represent Jesus Christ under those conditions. No, they are not representing Jesus Christ. And the preachers in this message are following the very same pattern. Yes, sir. That one of them in this country, Indian chief, my brother, boasted $6 million in the bank. Yes, and his wife is so proud about that that she told it everywhere. Yes, and that was many years ago. I guess they have about 30 or 50 million now. It's the same spirit of the Catholic Church. It's the same spirit of organization. Yes. And this man out here, he had bewitched a lot of people in Samaria. But let me tell you, with all this bewitchment, friend, I have hope. Simon the sorcerer bewitched almost everybody and convinced them that he was the great power of God. Yes, in Samaria. But I tell you, one deacon went down there with the power of the Holy Ghost upon him. My God. And the Lord anointed that man to do signs and wonders. And the demons that the sorcerer put on those people, he cast out the devil. Yes, both left and right. And caused the sorcerer, yes, to be baptized too. I am looking forward, brothers and sisters, for great deliverance. As much as the preachers of this world and organization and religions have bewitched the peoples of the world, I believe there is coming a great time of deliverance. I believe that the yoke will be broken, and in just a few days' time of preaching the gospel, beloved, Philip, my brothers and sisters, break the yoke of the sorcerer. My God, I want to see that. I want to see the yoke broken from, you know, all those that are bewitched by Oral Roberts and Billy Graham and by the Catholic Church and by the organization, the Pentecostal, and my brother, all the organizations in the world. The hour is coming and we are going to see such deliverance. Yes, when that revival comes, the prophet of God said, go and shake Japan. My God, he told another man there, one campaign manager, he said it will come out of the organization screaming by the millions. What is going to do it, my brother? The power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, there is coming revival, my brother, of signs and wonders and miracles. The prophet of God said unto the angel of God, yes, that will make the miracles, signs and wonders done by the apostle to be a minor thing. My God, imagine that kind of a ministry. He said, what the apostles done in the early church will be minor. Yes, so what the church of God will do in the end time. I believe with all my heart. Yes. I am optimistic. I'm an optimist, my brothers and sisters. And people say, we're looking for something that has already passed. No, my brother, it has not yet even begun. Yes, to deliver the children of God, to deliver the elect out of Babylon, to deliver them, friend, out of all those organizations and the gates of hell that has prevailed over the people and the message, it takes dynamic power. And I believe that that power will be accompanied by creative miracles. Yes, eyeballs will be replaced. Missing arms will be replaced. My brother, all kinds of different organs that was cut out from people will be replaced in their bodies. Yes, my friend, I believe God for great things. So much signs and wonders and creative miracles will be done today by the bride of Christ that it will even attract the attention of science. Remember when that man screamed upon the white horse with a voice that shook the earth? The vision says, and the scientists look up. Yeah, but after a while they bend their head and went back to their work. How on earth science would not be attracted when a man can speak there, my brother, and create an arm, create a leg, raise the dead, heal the sick, put back eyeballs in your face. And they know that they are trying that for all the years and they could not succeed in that. Then here was a little man, my brother, speak the word ministry, and it is happening. How on earth they would not be attracted, my brother, when we say the church is hungry, let there be a bull. Kill the oxen and feed the church. Brother Branham made squirrels, my brother, the bride will make oxen. I'm believing it. Greater works than this shall you do, because I go unto the Father. Yes, sir. I believe men will walk again under waters. I believe that they will break the bread again and feed the multitude. And they will pick up, my brother, a million basket of crumbs. I'm just believing it. I'm a believer, my brother, in God. Nothing is impossible to him. Oh, my Lord, but I cannot go with that. But great things, my brothers and sisters, are going to happen. And Simon the sorcerer has bewitched the people again around the world and even in the message. Yes. There was a man that rose up many years ago and he did some creative miracles just like this man from India called Laurie. And his name is Neil Frisby. I am now studying his article. And man, I tell you, this fellow is bewitching people right now in the message, even because they are so hungry to see the power of God. And this man spoke eyeballs into existence, yes, and bones into place, and many fantastic miracles of creative power. Yes, and he wrote 312 scrolls, saying that he is now opening the seventh seal, and he believed that Brother Branham is a prophet, but he is the next prophet to follow as a eighth messenger. My beloved, so you have these Simon the sorcerers, and many of the people in Nigeria fall for that kind of a miracle, and they are bewitched by that Simon the sorcerer. Another thing, this man said that he got to be alive. Brother Branham was not alive for the rapture. If he was Revelation 10:7, he's supposed to be alive for the rapture. He said, but the real Revelation 10:7 must be alive for the rapture. And he died in May gone. He died in the month of May. So now, who is the Revelation 10:7 now? Who is the real one? I say William Branham. God's servant and prophet. Yes, my friends. So here we are. He went down into Samaria. Catch your thoughts back here. I just went off there. But the same thing was happening to a little deacon brother, because the token had fallen, because the outpouring had come, the promise that they were looking for had come. The Samaritans heard that because they heard that before. The seed was already sown. Of rivers of living water that is going to flow out of their belly and is going to spring up so much joy in their heart, yes, that they would not ever, you know, be sad and lonely and despondent and all these other things. It will bring them from under condemnation. Joy, a well of water springing up unto eternal life. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yes, so they heard that. So I guess they got a little anxious and they went into prayer. And Philip came down there. He was a mysterious fellow, you know. Yes, sir, the Spirit of the Lord just used to pick him up and carry him to his next assignment. Yes, sir. Hey, that, I tell you, that was some kind of a deacon. Holy Ghost fell upon that man. And he went down and cast devils left and right. Heal the sick, my brothers and sisters. And cast out the devils, my brother. And the Bible said crippled legs was made straight, my brother. And arms, my brother, you know, was made well. And healed them of the palsies that was in Samaria. One preacher man, my God. Yes, and he get the attention of all Samaria. Yes, and delivered them from that bewitchment of Simon the sorcerer. Simon the sorcerer lost all his members. Oh, yes, sir. Now, brother, let us deal with this fellow a little bit. So, Simon the sorcerer, the Bible said that he himself believed and was baptized. And he wondered, as he behold the signs and the wonders and the miracles that was done by Philip. So the man joined himself to the church. And there was great rejoicing in Samaria because the sorcerer even repented. I believe because of this testimony. Friends, many who was reluctant to get baptized and serve the Lord, I believe they came and give their hearts to the Lord. You see some why the Lord baptized the sorcerer sometimes? And make them testify. And then they find, my brother, their rightful place. So now, friends, what happened here is this man believed. He was baptized. He was a follower of the message. He was very impressed. I guess he testified many days, and through his testimony, he was saved. Others were saved, I mean. So then, I would not dwell too much on this, but when they heard of a revival down in Samaria, the apostles sent down Peter with the keys to the kingdom. He said, go minister to them. Because the Bible plainly said, he, the Holy Ghost, have not fallen upon any of them yet. Only that they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The true baptism is only in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 2:38, Acts 8, Acts 10, Acts 19. Every baptism that took place was in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, my friends. So Peter went down there. Because this fellow was a deacon and he was a preacher. A deacon, the Bible said, must be apt to teach. So he went down there under the power of the Holy Ghost. And to see Peter come down there was a marvelous thing. I envisioned Peter like an angel of light. After all these signs and wonders, nobody could get the Holy Ghost. Nobody could have received the token. Nobody could have gotten the outpouring. My brethren, God has a plan now. He's a channel. Yes. He has order in receiving this outpouring. I went through that and I showed you that. All right. So they needed a certain man. And they needed the keys to the kingdom of God. So that's the man that turned the key on the day of Pentecost when he came back in Samaria when they received the word and then he turned the keys. Now that was so marvelous that that man turned the keys. Beloved, pity ourselves. There was a great lineup. Thousands of people. The token had come. At Pentecost. And the Samaritans was yet without it. But God sent a man and gave him a companion.
A man, my brother, who could have instructed them on how to receive the article of Pentecost. Do you see yourself line up? Brethren, line up on line. A long line. They crossed the city block. Because we heard the message. We believe in Jesus. And we know without that token we cannot go in the rapture. We want this fullness. We want this outpouring. We want this token, friend. We want the full measure of the Holy Ghost to transform our bodies. We will be more desperate than them. Because this here is life and death. But in that group, friends, there was believers, make believers, and unbelievers. But everybody wanted the token. How long they prayed for those people and how they imparted the Spirit. Friends, the Bible did not specify. But the line is coming up. And they were going to lay hands upon them that they received the token. This outpouring, as much as you have followed this message over there, overseas, as much as you have followed this message, as much as you believe the prophet of God, it doesn't matter how long you was baptized, you need this outpouring for the rapture. And so too, Bethlehem this morning, with all the churches that are looking for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we need that outpouring or we will perish. The prophet already declared that you will have the token or you will perish. Friends, I could see that line like those. And these people coming up, some trembling in the line. I wonder if I will get it. I remember I cuss off a brother and I did not make it right. I remember that I spoke evil of my pastor. I remember I had a bad spirit towards him. And then another going up rejoicing because the heart is made right. Thank God I know I'm going to get that spirit. I am walking up here in good faith. Oh my, it's taken so long to reach up to Peter there. Oh my, I want to reach it there. People slain by the Holy Ghost on one end. My brother, somebody get the Holy Ghost and start prophesying. They run out there, my brother. People speaking in tongues. Yes, the Lord is positionally placing his saints. Yes, some lay down there, my brother. Some running out there speaking in tongues, my brother. They fill the streets. Yes, the token had come. And people was getting it. Yes, I could see on this line here that one came to Peter. Yes, sir. Yes, Brother Peter, do you believe with all your heart that you can receive the Holy Ghost with all my heart, Brother Peter? Yes. And Brother Peter discerned. So come, let me tell you something. You did such and such wrong. Go and make that right. Don't you think it was so easy, like the Bible said? And they received the Holy Ghost. Move out of the line, sister. You commit fornication. You live in adultery. And you did not confess that. Yeah, leave and go. Yes. I could see Peter laying his hands upon them. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. And that fellow stand up dry as ever. And he said, move on, son. Could not receive it. So these details was not written down, but that is how it is going to be. Not everything that comes through the line. Beloved, there are things that people commit 10 years ago and never made it right. 20 years and never made it right. 30 years and never made it right. When that token comes and you lay hands upon them, people, my brother, they would not receive it. Oh, yeah. Those that play schemes with the pastors, work with backsliders, my brother, to cut him and destroy him. When? Those that hate his children, scandalize his children's names, with bitter hatred sit in the congregation. Such people was coming up on the line.
such people was making their way up in the line, and it was not going to work. There were common people like you and I, who some of them had bitterness, hatred, pride, malice, refused to repent. They were too big to repent. And that line, my brother, now you just think of a whole village of the Samaritans. And brethren, almost all of them in one accord. Yes. They recognize the preaching of Philip. And these people coming up for the token, friend. Beloved, this is going to be reality one of these days. It may not be in this building, but wherever we are gathered, what I am telling you here today will be reality. To you that are overseas, my beloved brothers, ministers, it is going to happen one day that outpouring is going to come upon God's chosen spot. From that chosen spot, there you will need a man to instruct you how to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Be patient, wait, pray, desire that, make your life right, cleanse your heart. Your heart's got to be right. Upper room, heart's condition. Yes, and the Lord is going to send that brother. He might send a little Philip. Yes, he might send my brother to preach to you, to work signs and wonders. But you will need another man to outpour the Holy Spirit upon you. Everybody is not gifted for that. There were certain men gifted for that job, like Peter, Paul, and different ones, their friends. But the important thing at the present time is to prepare the hearts. All right. In this line, and among those that were turned away, friends, came Simon the sorcerer. He was also in line. Very sanctimonious. Brethren, everybody, Brother Simon, everybody was positive that he was going to get the token. Because this man made such a great sacrifice. The man repented. Yes, he testified. He got baptized. Yes. This man was with Philip. He joined Philip like a right-hand man. And he was walking around Philip, and he was in the group, a follower of the message. A man that is a great man, a wealthy man. A man, my brother, of power. They considered him to be the great power of God. The man no doubt proved that he was elected to the eyes of people. Because he repented at the preaching of Philip. And he was in that line. Now remember my message. Why the sorcerer did not get the Holy Ghost. If we could see why, we could correct ourselves. Oh, friends. The sorcerer was in that line. Maybe he was way down, my brother. 5,000 people. I believe that prayer line went on day and night. No stop. You're talking about a joy of receiving the outpouring of the Spirit, man. You're talking about us seeing, my brother, the joy that will be in our heart. We could see the fear and the trembling that we will face. I could see my brother as we muse within our mind. I wonder if my seven-year-old child will get it. If he misses it, then I'm going to wrap it. I wonder if my wife will get it, my daughter will get it, my neighbor, my friend. I wonder. Yeah, and then you see your wife come up there. And Brother Peter look upon her. Is a receiving the Holy Spirit. And she screamed out, under the power of God. Saintly little woman, voice was never heard. But at the top of a voice, my brother began to magnify and praise God. And then joy filled your heart. Thank God. My wife is a candidate for the rapture. Then you have your children after you. Son, let us go up. God, brethren, the Lord have to do something about our children. Don't matter what we do, there will be little ones when that outpouring comes. And you see your teenage daughter, and she come up there, brother, and they lay hands upon her, and like a dry biscuit, go out of the line. Go pray. Go pray and fast. Couldn't get it. Add a hateful spirit to that minister. Use her mouth against the minister's children. Yes. Conspired with backsliders to provoke the church. Live in fornication and hide it. Yes, sir. Friend with backsliders. And you think that you could fool God too. Coming up in the line because her mother tell her, come up. But in her heart, she has no faith to receive that. Brother turned, Peter turned right around. Say, walk up out this side. Sister, stand aside. Stand aside. Next in line, I can see Peter get some water. Energy of the Holy Ghost. Next in line, brethren, under the great power of God. Yes. And what is your name, sir? I am Simon. No longer is sorcerer. I repented at the preaching of the great man of God, Paul Philip. So, I am greatly impressed with the signs and the wonders and the miracles. I'm so impressed. I'm thanking God for my deliverance. And what can I do for you, Mr. Simon? Hear the request of this man. And when Simon saw the true laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. Listen, brothers and sisters. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Simon the sorcerer did not receive the Holy Ghost outpouring because his heart was not right in him. And out of an honest and good heart, they brought forth the hundredfold. For this outpouring, your heart got to be right. You cannot speak evil of one another and get this outpouring. You cannot have unconfessed sin. You live with a man outside of your husband. You cannot think that God is going to overlook that and you will get the token. Your heart is not right within thee. Friends, right there, the preacher is going to tell people that cannot receive the Holy Ghost, your heart is not right within thee. Because your heart is based upon the natural. Simon the sorcerer was not refused the Holy Ghost because he was a sorcerer. At the time of our ignorance, God winked at. Because he was an adulterer, fornicator, liar, thief, heretic, and had preached heresies and deceived many people. and you put up yourself as the man of God and the power of God, God could forgive you for that. That would not prevent you from getting the Holy Ghost. So he did not, my brothers and sisters, fail to get the Holy Ghost because he was a sorcerer. Get that out of your mind. All manner of sins and blasphemy shall be forgiven, man. Except the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. All manner of sin. This man was not going to be refused this Holy Ghost because he was a sorcerer. Or because he was a rich man. Or because he deceived the people. No, my brother, watch the context of this. Why he did not get it? Watch the scripture properly, children. Learn to read your Bibles. And see the fault in this man. His heart was not right in him, Brother Peter said. And another thing is that he thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You cannot pay for this Holy Ghost with money. You have to pay for the Holy Ghost, my brother, with my brother, a sacrifice of gain to your pride, to your lust, to yourself. This is the price. Instead of this man choosing to pay the price that God required, which was, friend, the price of self-denial. The man offered money and took the easy way. By so doing, you know what he done? Hear the words of Peter. Because thou thought that the gift of God may be purchased by money. He devalued the greatest gift of God that God ever offered to man, which was Zoe, God's own life, to dollars and cents. Understand what I'm saying? $2 and cents. He devalued the gift of God. And let me tell you something. Anybody under the sound of my voice, or wherever this tape may go, wherever this book may go eventually, and you deny the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and treat that as a common something, you are going through the tribulation. This gift of God that I am preaching, my mother, must have the highest estimation. Because it is God coming down to tabernacle in human flesh, in his fullness. In the bride, in the fullness of the Godhead, bodily, collectively. Do you see? With all that man was seeing, friend, that the Holy Ghost was being given out. You know, that man did not have the correct evaluation of the gift of God. And he devalued it to dollars and cents. Anytime you devalue this promise that I am preaching, my beloved, to excuse you to commit fornication, adultery, dress as you want, be a hypocrite and go out there and break your virginity as a young woman, you devalue the gift of God that I am preaching and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that you could accuse your pastor for lying things. You're going to end up like Simon the sorcerer. When you devalue the promise of God in such a way that you could bind yourself together with unsafe people to provoke the church, you are in trouble. Don't you know that that's a Judas spirit that went out and joined with the organization to come against Jesus? Don't you know the same spirit that was upon Simon the sorcerer was upon Judas? I hope everybody's understanding me clearly, brethren. If you're understanding me clearly, let me see your hands a little bit, brethren. Yes, I don't want to shun to declare the whole counsel of God to you this morning. No, friend. I want to show you why this man did not get the Holy Ghost, and I want to help you, my brother, not to fall into that same pit. Now, if we don't do what Simon the sorcerer done and what Judas done, we are going to get it, friends. Because there was others by the thousand that got it in Samaria. But this is a man that is recorded in the Bible for our edification, to show us today what we should not do if we want to get that Holy Spirit. You cannot sit down in the house of God and side with backsliders and speak evil against your pastor. Yes. Friends, speak evil against his family. Yes. Saying that they want to rob you of this and rob you of that. Watch out. Be careful. You cannot cuss the pastor's son when he tried to greet you because of hatred in your heart. You cannot run down the pastor's wife. Yes. You cannot run down your brethren. You cannot run down the deacons because they correct you. It is going to come up at that judgment. When that token comes, God will remind you of that. He will remind you and you will be pulled out of the line. My God, may God have mercy upon his children. And let not one of you fall into that category. Misbehave yourself in public as a prostitute over the internet, over my brothers and sisters, talking to unsaved man and still lie and try to hide it. Thief your brethren, jewel. Thief my brothers and sisters, their money over there in Guyana. Thief in the saints, my brother, that visited. It is going to come upon the day of judgment. Hell will be your portion. I'm telling you, brother, believe this little preacher if you ever believe him. This is going to be, my brother, the happenings. Just like I tell you here. It is going to happen just the way that I tell you. Holy Spirit is going to come there and call out, and that man who laid his hands upon you. And this might be a public demonstration. Instead of telling you something in the air, my brother, and the Holy Spirit discern you and say, brother, so and so, keep out of this line before you drop dead. Because this is a judgment ministry. You are not going to get the Holy Spirit. Thou art in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. Yes, sir. These things are going to happen. Now, there were certain thoughts that were going through Simon's heart. And that was the important thing that Peter discerned and told him that he could not, my brother, have any part nor lot with this. And Peter knew the thoughts that were going on in the man's heart. Yes. And he said, a thought of thy heart. Yes. He said, peradventure, God forgive you for that. I have news for you, God never forgive you. What was the great crime? This man came here, and he asked for the Holy Ghost, like anybody, and he offered some money. I figure he should get it. Yes, that's your carnal human thinking. Brethren, that was not the crime. The crime was not the money. The crime, my brother, was the devaluation of the gift of God. He considered that gift of God, my brother, as nothing. That it could be purchased with money. You ain't gonna buy this gift of God with money. You ain't gonna buy this outpouring of the Holy Ghost, my brother, with dollars and cents. You ain't going and coming to this outpouring by your works of righteousness. You are not going to come into this, my brothers and sisters, by covering your sins and hiding your sins, my brother. You are going to get it by total repentance. Your heart got to be right. Upper room heart's condition. It got to be right. Can it have evil inside of you? And in the heart of Simon the sorcerer, there was evil. You say, evil? I am saying evil. When there is evil inside of you, your mouth, my brother, will speak it out. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. You will judge your brothers for wanting to thief your land. Yes, you will judge your pastors for thieving your money. Because your heart is evil. You will gossip with your children. Gossip with your brothers and sisters. Yes, against the action and against the decision of the pastor. It is going to come up in Samaria. When the man ready to turn the keys to the kingdom. There will be a day of reckoning. And it is going to be very serious with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. The foolish virgins will be rejected. And they will be sent through the tribulation to purge out their slanderous tongue. Yes. They'll go and purge out their grumbling ways, their murmuring and their complaining and their brawling that could be heard in the neighborhood right in front of the pastor. And don't care nothing about it. Lie for man and God. Speak wickedly. And when they are challenged about it, then they lie to cover up their nasty tongue. Hour is coming. And there will be a lot of repentance, and some repentance will be in vain. What Simon are going to close? Simon never came there and asked for complete deliverance. When you are a witch and you live so vile and you meet a man of God, the first thing that you want to know is that your sins are forgiven you and you are completely delivered from such wicked spirits. He never asked for deliverance from demons. No, he never asked to be born again. He never asked for the Holy Ghost. Brother Bruce, I think you contradict the scripture. No, sir. The man never asked for the Holy Ghost. You say, then what did the man ask for, Brother Courtney? He asked for the keys to the kingdom. Think of what I'm saying. Peter had the power that whosoever he laid his hand upon, they might receive the Holy Ghost. And brethren, that was such a gift that they had to bring him from Jerusalem, send him from Jerusalem. Hear the gift that this sorcerer is asking for. He said, give me the same power that whosoever I lay my hands upon, they will also receive the Holy Ghost. Here is some money. Pass it under the table, brother. Take $1 million. Give me the thing. His heart was not right in it. Everybody asking for deliverance. Everybody asking for birth. Everybody asking for a little piece of the Holy Ghost. Give me the Holy Ghost, Brother Peter. This man wanted the keys. I'm saying that the man wanted the keys. All right. Why did he want the keys? Why he want the keys? And why would he pay money? He was making an investment that will bring him profit in the later days. And he was going to charge everybody that he give the Holy Ghost. He was going to charge them double. And the man had in mind, my brother, to regain his popularity as the great power of God. He did not want to give up. He did not want to give up. He did not want to lose that position. And you heretics down there in Africa and China and Japan and India, you don't want to lose your position. That is why you reject your DHR. Your hour is coming. Yes. And you would have no part, no lot in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Do you see what I'm saying, brethren? This man's heart was filled of evil. An evil heart of unbelief. Yes, he was a make-believer. And he was just staying quiet. And think that somehow we could buy this power and buy these keys. You cannot buy the keys. God have to give the keys to you. By a revelation of the Son of Man. To get the keys to the kingdom. Yeah. And in the man was an evil heart of unbelief. He was making an investment. And this investment, my brother, he didn't care if he paid $1 million for it. He wanted to come into the church of God, my brother, as the great power of God. Except a man humbled himself, he shall in no wise enter the kingdom of God. And this man had not humbled his pride. He was not willing to give up his popularity. No, friend, he was willing to captivate all them people again when he received this great power. Yes. And now he was going to take over from Peter. Yeah. To share out the Holy Ghost at a price. Friends, this Holy Ghost is free. Yeah. And anybody that is collecting money from the people by the millions, like Mr. Coffey, huh? And like Oral Roberts and Billy Graham and all these billionaires to the gospel, they cannot give nobody nothing. They don't have the Holy Ghost. That don't have the Holy Ghost. You've got to be empty to receive this Holy Ghost. You cannot have a lying tongue in your mouth. You cannot have a slanderous tongue. You cannot speak evil of your brothers and sisters. You cannot behave as a brawler and carry on like an ungodly woman, ungodly man. You cannot go after women. You cannot lust. You cannot compromise with your house. Yes. Yeah. Cannot compromise with your house, my friend. And hide the sins of the children. Yeah. And get away with it. You cannot. You've got to be honest in your heart. Sincere in your heart. You cannot push your children to be money makers and have a money making spirit. And enter the kingdom of God. No, friends. It is going to show up at that time of the truth. It is going to show up, my brothers and sisters, at the time of the token. We're going to close in a few minutes, children. You see, whatever is in your heart, it will reflect. If you have a vision of life, my brother, your words and your life will reflect that. Yes. Now, there are people that are willing to sell their souls. Yes, sir. For the world. They're willing to conspire against their pastor. Pastor Jesus, like Judas. They're willing to take sides with the backsliders. They're willing to work against the church. Yes. They are full of hate. They are full of jealousy. They are full of evil speaking. Oh, friends. And they will hate you because you correct them. Now that thing is sitting there, brothers and sisters. And if you let that sit in your heart like Simon the sorcerer and devour you this outpouring that I am preaching, it is going to backfire one of these days. He never asked for life, Simon the sorcerer. If you don't have life first place, and that's your vision, unless you change that, you are not going to get the outpouring. If you are not after deliverance of your soul with all those things that you know that you have in you, friend, you ain't going to get it. If you don't plead, ask, knock, and seek, you are not going to get this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You've got to be so desperate after the token, and that's the only way that you are going to get it. Yes, my brethren, and that was the condition of the sorcerer's heart. He was not after life. He was not seeking the Holy Ghost. He was not crying for his deliverance. No, the man wanted power like Peter. He wanted to be a Peter. A thing that Philip never even desired. The brethren never even desired. The sorcerer, you come from doing your witchcraft. Yeah, you now finish works of Moabia. And that's the desire you have. You're full of pride and self and lust. That is why you could think that way. Yes, when people, my brothers and sisters, want a big junk of this world here, my brother, anybody that seems that they're going to touch it, become the enemy. And they want to run down their names. As a man thinketh in heart, so is he. Yes, sir. Blame others. I tell you, brethren, we better get our hearts right. So now Peter knew what he was talking with. Said, "Our heart is not right within thee." Yeah. And you just take a thought there. Yes. That you could never be forgiven for. He didn't want to make it so hard on a man. There are people that don't want to die out. They'd rather pay their tithes. Come on. They'd rather pay their tithes and rely on this. They'd rather give a big offering and rely on that, but they don't want to die out. Friends, God did not want money. No, he wanted the price of sacrifice. God don't want your money, friend, your tithes and your offering. He don't want those things, my brother. He wants you to die out. Die out from that evil tongue. Die out from the wickedness of your heart. Die out from the thoughts of your heart. Your judgmental attitude to your brothers and sisters. That is what God wants. And people don't want to die out. They're not dying out from their jealousy, their hatred, their disobedience. They rather obey a backslider than obey their pastor. You ain't going to get the token. And you better pray that you die before that outpouring comes. You'll be better off dead, I'm telling you the truth. Because if you miss this, you are going through the tribulation. I'll read the rest of the scripture, brethren, and close. And when Simon saw that, let the musicians come. And when Simon saw the true laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. What are you offering for this outpouring? What are you relying upon? Your tithes? Your attendance in church? And when you run down somebody, you miss church for 2-3 days or 2-3 weeks? And when you do wrong, you partially repent in a roundabout way. Mealy-mouthed, talk in a roundabout way, and you call that repentance? You're a liar, you have not repented. Every evil word that is spoken against a man of God and the church of God, the brethren here, must be repented for. And it must not be done and done in a roundabout way. God is hearing you. He offered them money. Hear this. Saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." Keys to the kingdom the man wanted. But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee. And I say your house perish with thee. Your tithes perish with thee. Your land perish with you. My beloved, until you repent, God is not interested in your land and your house and your money and all these things. He wants you to die out from your wicked ways. Want your heart to be cleansed out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaketh. Because thou hast taught that the gift of God may be purchased with money." Imagine that. You think your paying of tithes is going to purchase you this outpouring? Your attendance in Bethel is going to get you the Holy Ghost. By wearing a Christian dress, going to get you the Holy Ghost. No, there is, my brother, tons of wickedness in people that is secretly in their heart. But then out of their mouth, my brother, it comes out after a while. "Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, People will be told that that outpouring that you cannot get the Holy Ghost, you have no part, no lot in this matter. In this outpouring, you have no part, no lot. That's a horrible judgment. For thy heart is not right in the sight of God. See where it boils down to? You have evil in the heart. Your heart is not right. That is why you could talk with such a wicked mouth. Yes. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God if perhaps this thing is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, brethren. You blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, Simon the sorcerer. And the only sin that shall not be forgiven man is the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. You devalue the Holy Ghost and you want to buy the Holy Ghost with money. You spit in the face of God when you do that. If perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. Simon, wife and children stood by, and his former disciples. Peter cannot tell this man that you blaspheme the Holy Ghost and you are gone forever. Yes, he had a speaking suggestive tone, but he knew what went on. 23rd verse, I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness. In the gall of bitterness. You're swimming in only gall. You're in the gall of bitterness. And in the bond of iniquity. See what was in a man? The bond of iniquity. In other words, you know not to do that. You know not to speak evil. You know not to run down. Yeah. You know not to do that. You know that brother is living a righteous life. That sister is living a righteous life. You are in the bond of iniquity. What you're doing, you know it. You are not ignorant. You know it. You've seen it with Philip. You understand the word of God. You know what this is. You are in the bond of iniquity. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. In closing, friends, Simon the sorcerer was the man in history that was named Simon Magnus. And he left that area. And he went to Rome, and he became a Nicolaitan that was instrumental in building the Catholic Church. So the iniquity that was inside of Simon the sorcerer is now expressed in the Catholic Church. That is how much evil was in that man, and how much iniquity was in that man. He was instrumental in making up the Catholic Church. What great evil. That is how people does not get the Holy Ghost. When their hearts are not right. And they refuse to make it right. Brethren, we don't have to wait for that time. If there is something that is not right, make it right today. And we will be candidates for that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Give us a song there, Brother Chandler.
Oh, praise the living God.
Let us stand, brethren.
Almighty God, God have mercy on me. Almighty God, God have mercy on me. Through the blood of the Lamb, yeah, my King, yeah, my King.
Thank you, Lord.
No confidence have I, Lord, in the flesh.
Children today, Lord, and let this word, O God, go deep down into the heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that you dismiss us with this intermission. In Jesus' name, amen. The service is now dismissed until the sound of the trumpet. We can sing this song.
Compassion, look with pity,
God of mercy and compassion.
Sorry, Lord, for all my iniquities. Save me, Lord, from my sin, which you have seen. I confess.
Yes, no greater sacrifice.
God.